my baby on a Saturday bang. But as I go with you, yeah, we're one in the same. I believe in miracles. A miracle has happened tonight. But when you're thinking about my baby, it don't matter if you're black or white. Saturday sun, I had to tell him I ain't the one. But when you talk about equality, it's true, either you're wrong or you're right. Oh, and if you're thinking about my baby, it don't matter that it's 5 o'clock in the morning. Conversation got wrong.
Hannah Stanley, Sam Paniadovich, and that is Robbie Gold. You can see him January 7th at the Horseshoe Hammond. And for more information, you can go to Facebook and find Robbie Gold Music. Really as easy as that. It's R-O-B-B-I-E, Gold Music. Robbie, you have an original song you want to play for us.
Yes,
next.
I'm going to play you guys my original song called So Critically Subdued.
So Critically Subdued. And then we're going to talk more with you. Sounds right good. After this.
I made a breath into the air. My mind went straight from blur to clear. And my hidden super ego had a fight until the death. And I woke up out of breath. I closed my eyes, went back to sleep. Sing praise the Lord, my soul to take. Had a flashback back to night camp. Woke up, but quickly fell back. And then I returned. Ooh, yeah. And it will dawn upon me. Arranged so beautifully. That those sights, those sounds, those memories live. Oh, so maybe 20 years from now, I wake up with sweat on my brow. And when I go to wipe that, I decide just not to fight it. And see where my dreams take me to, yeah. And it will dawn upon me, arranged so beautifully. And those sights, those sounds, the memories and the only part is, if you get too caught up in this, a real sunlight shine through, oh, and take you out of there. It will dawn upon you, you were so critically subdued. Those sights, those sounds, those memories are just there. Oh, just that. You were so critically subdued.
Outstanding, Robbie Gold here on GN. I also just put that out on Periscope, so if you follow along, you can see that as well. I believe it is under that, Hannah Stanley. Sam, you've never met Mr. Robbie Gold before.
I haven't, but I've heard good things. We have mutual friends.
A trustworthy, very good man, mutual friend.
Here's what I want to talk about, though, Robbie. When you first stepped onto Wrigley Field before that Cub-Dodger game and played the national anthem, right? I mean, that's what you did.
It was horrifying.
How scared were you?
I was talking such a big game. I'm not nervous.
Bullets
anything.
Out of your pores.
That doesn't even. That's like not even. That was like the not worst part. The worst part was that I had done it before once, and I did it at this Highland Park festival for 4th of July. It was like 108 degrees. It was the first time I ever did it, and I remember missing a whole entire line of the national anthem.
Oh well, that's.
And everyone acted like it didn't happen. No one mentioned it to me once. But I went back and watched it. I was like, oh, my God, I forgot half the song.
Which line was it?
It was so much of the song that I can't even get into details right now.
Okay. So then
was it Oh Say Can You See?
No, I got that part. Okay, all right. I suckered them in for a little while, so it was a little, you know, I didn't get anything thrown at me.
There were like three people in the crowd going, wait, no, I think, wait, am I wrong? I think.
It was so hot out that maybe people enjoyed it.
People might not have just paid attention. When you did go, though, and did, and here's the background. You play at Wrigley Field every game.
I used to play every game. And okay. Now it's like select games because they've added some other live entertainment as well, like with the DJ and everything.
But okay, well, see.
Whenever they need me, you know, I live you go blocks north.
Yeah, you're like, I'm on my way.
It's not too busy in the office. In the
But so these are your people. This is like they've heard you. They know you. They're pulling for you.
It's very nice.
And then you go on field. And, oh, yeah. And did you play or you just sang?
The first time I did it, it was just singing it, which was a mistake. I don't know what to do with my arms when you're right? singing. I've never had to think about that.
I've heard that before. I heard that an hour ago.
What do I do with my arms?
I told Sam I have to run the board because I don't know what to do with my hands otherwise.
Right. So you want to run the board or should I? No. I need to run the board.
Yeah, I will be running the board. But yeah, that is how that
it was extra horrifying that I did that to myself. I was like, oh, I'll sing it, you know, like Adam Levine with, you know, just straight up there and not the case.
No, very similar hair, but not, no.
I'll take that. Thank you.
He's got that down. And then, but you did it. You nailed it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What's the hardest part about writing a song?
The hardest part about writing a song is that I really always want to change the words until, like, constantly, even after I've recorded it. Because I feel like the song evolves in certain ways, and I, like, it means a different thing to me now, and so I want to, like, sing it a little different.
But the audience knows it and loves it the way it was.
Yes, that happens sometimes where they'll be excited and like, why did you change the word there? And I'm like, I don't know, being creative.
And they're like, yeah, no, that's sucks.
I try to switch it up a little bit, but.
Do you get bored show after show after show playing the same stuff?
No.
Okay.
I don't understand anyone who's ever said that before. That's why I don't understand these bands that like won't go on tour, you know, when even all these people want them to, this whole fan base or whatever.
Damn you, ABBA.
No, I mean, I'm sure there's some good conflicts, you know, justified conflicts between bands and stuff, but.
Yeah, no, but there are some people like, if I sing Mandy one more time, and I've never heard Barry Manilow say that, but it's just the example that pops into my head. He has to have sung that song a million and a half times.
I get the same requests every show.
Mandy?
Every show I don't learn them, even though I tell them that I'll learn that song if they come back the next time.
What song?
Any song. Like, I love a lot of like classic rock because I went to like Indiana for college and they play that in all the bars and I don't mind it. But for me to play like Sweet Caroline, that's like
bum bum bum.
I just like that song. I don't like to sing that. It's hard for me to learn a song unless I just
want to
it.
Sing it.
Yeah, it's really quite a problem.
So, what is the biggest request that you don't sing?
Probably like
Freebird,
Bon Jovi, Freebird. Yeah, and it's like
Freebird.
That's why Wrigley Field's good for me. It's toughening me up because no shame between the dialogue between the people in front of you and they let you know what they want.
So it's like doing stand up.
Because it's like doing stand up.
Are you heckled?
Only by opposing teams fans sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, it's happened. Oh, you know, one time I was playing at this bar in Wrigleyville, and I started playing Last Kiss, Oh, Where Can My Baby Be?
Yeah.
And this girl came up to me and threw a flask at me and was screaming and crying, saying, how could you play that song? So this is just one episode out of my...
Did she lose a boyfriend in a tragic car accident when they came around the curve?
And it's a very angry topic still, apparently.
Do you you're too young. You don't know that song.
A little too young.
Well, I guess. No, wait.
I did like the Eddie Vedder.
I was going to say they covered it.
Mm-hmm.
Pearl Jam covered it. But I know the old version.
So Indiana, Bloomington, I'm assuming. Did you go back and play Little Five?
I have not.
Can you play Little? Is that possible?
You mean play like at the event?
Do you know what Little Five is?
I do know
it's
what Little
so hard
Five
to get involved
is.
With. Like, I've emailed like all the students.
Are you kidding? Breaking
people.
Away is based on Little Five.
Are you wait? Too hard for Robbie Gold to get involved in Little Five?
I know, unbelievable. I've sent so many emails to Indiana University. About
no,
playing.
Just show up.
That's
you
what
just show
do.
Up.
That's what I did here. I wasn't even supposed to be playing tonight. I just decided.
I was like, wait, that's Robbie Gold, and it's Music Monday, and
exactly.
Why don't we have him play?
It worked out perfect.
We're going to take a quick break. If you could play us out to commercial, please. And we'll be joined and hear another song from Robbie Gold. And again, it is Facebook. Go to Facebook and Robbie Gold Music.
Scar tissue that I wish you saw. Saw good, know it all. Close your eyes and I kiss you cause we birds, I share this same. We birds shared it so lonely, if you wait. Birds shared it, lonely few. Push me up against the wall. Took a girl with a push-up bar. Falling all over.
Hannah Stanley, Sam Paniadovich filling in pretty late with Patty Vasquez. More on WGN after this. Hannah Stanley and Sam Paniadovich, we are filling in pretty late with Patty Vasquez. Robbie Gold is in studio for us. And yes, we've already told him to stop missing those field goals. Robbie, if you could play us back for just a quick second, we'll get a quick sample of your styling.
Ever grateful for what I had, even after all it was gone, and it was bad. At this point within my life now, regularity would be nice. Is that too much to ask? And I've been overwhelmed with self-doubt lately. Can't believe that you got me thinking I'm not all right. If you knew just how I function.
That is Robbie Gold. He is a Chicagoland native. He's a North Shore kid. He's like my age, I don't know. Probably closer to your age. But Robbie, tell me where people can see you. I know the January 7th Horseshoe Hammond. That's a big room.
You know, I'm not sure which room we're going to be in. I just kind of advertise it as it'll be the coolest thing.
I'm assuming it's like right there.
I'm hoping.
We've done shows there, the radio stations.
Yeah, I've heard like they have a really nice music program like going through that
place. Yeah, they have a great place. Really, really nice place.
And then I'm looking now and I'm playing at the Beer House in Lombard on the 15th.
Heard of it.
And Potawatomi Casino in Milwaukee on the...
Not Potawatomi Park in St. Charles. Different.
Can you spell Potawatomi?
I can't.
P-O-T-O...
No. P-O-T-T.
Autocorrect.
Autocorrect, yes. Potawatomi on what day?
On the January 21st.
All right, tell me about this Viper Room gig. This is huge.
Yeah, you know, last time I went to LA, it was about this time last year, and I got there and they offered this kind of booking agency thing. They kind of offered me to play on some really nice stages right as I was like leaving town. And so I've been like dying to get back there and do one of the gigs that they offered. So
Viper Room is awesome.
Yeah, I've heard really cool things.
I was there actually in October. This was right after the Cubs beat the Cardinals in that first round series. I flew out the very next day and I was at the, it's tiny. It's very, very small.
Hip.
But at the same time, the people are on top of each other because there's nowhere to go.
If I get seven people to come, it may look really busy. Then.
Well, don't say seven. Let's aim for at least 77.
But they're beautiful people. They're all beautiful people.
Says you.
I don't know. That's what I hear. That's what I hear. You've been there.
Very dark. Lots of neon lights.
Okay.
They love acoustics.
Kind of like the laser zone.
Yeah, exactly. Sort of like laser tag at Odyssey Fun World. Yeah.
That sounds fun.
I mean, might as well just wrap it all together.
I hope those things were good for us when we were little, those helmets they made us wear during that.
Sure they were.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys are totally fine. New music coming out. Tell me about it.
Oh, I'm finally going to be recording again soon. I'm actually in LA. I'm going to be recording like a live album at my gig because I have a lot of originals that I don't really want to put like all the money into making the final versions of because they're kind of still developing.
Because you keep changing the lyrics.
I keep changing the lyrics.
All right. So when they are done, when that thing drops,
yeah,
as the kids say.
Good job on that.
Thank you. When that happens, then you need to stop.
Yeah.
I need to tell you, like, once you do that Viper Room gig and it's recorded, just let it go.
Yeah, that's the problem. I like want to keep changing it, and it's like, just put it out.
You're a tweaker.
I'm a tweaker.
Stop tweaking.
Stop tweaking, bro.
This might not be...
Don't tase me, bro.
Don't tase me,
your
bro.
Favorite memory, but I feel like we have to revisit it. You auditioned for American Idol.
This was an eye-opening experience. This is probably the day that I became a man. I stood in line all day. And then
where was this? Was
the United
here?
Center. This is before they like did it with any
thousands of people.
This is before they did it with any sort of regard for human life.
Okay.
And it was just like I waited for 13 hours. I got one song ready. I wore like a button-down shirt. I was sweating, and I was just like looking at all these people around me, and some of them had like blue hair and accordions, and like I'm just thinking to myself, if I lose to these people, am I really going to feel bad about myself?
Yeah. What a sea of humanity.
And I was just like, you know, so just take it for what it is. And I sang for about 3 seconds in the middle of the United Center floor. And like these separated booths.
Oh, yeah, good acoustics.
Not
sure.
Uncomfortable or weird at
no.
all.
No.
And
also with a guitar or sans
no,
guitar?
No guitar allowed.
See, that's your issue. Okay.
The hands.
Yeah,
you
the
didn't
hands.
Know what to do.
It was the hands.
It was weird that you smacked Paula Abdul. Yeah.
That, actually, that went over well. It was after that things went awry.
That got weird.
Yeah.
So did you make it? Did you get the golden ticket?
I sang for 3 seconds.
Literally, and they were like, nope.
They gave away all the passes to the next level, and I had 6 more hours to wait. And they let everyone audition anyway, but they said like they filled all the spots.
Well, but I don't
understand
that.
I'm like, I waited here 6 hours.
That.
I might as well just go down there.
What if the next Jennifer, whatever her name is, Hudson,
right? I don't
think
they're that picky on these shows.
But okay. So really, you just, the whole point was you should have gotten there earlier.
The whole point is that, so I learned, like, which made me a little wiser, is that, like, you can apply to these things to get private auditions.
Oh.
And so I just actually just did one for America's Got Talent.
Nice.
And I'm doing another one for The Voice.
So you, how do you do that? How do you apply for that? You just send in a tape?
My Reverb Nation account, which is kind of like my personal band manager account. And it gets you all these opportunities that you can submit your songs for.
This is intriguing.
Yeah, the industry is kind of like flip-flopping a little bit.
In what way? In that it's not just the...
You don't have to wait around hearing from an agent. You can go on the internet and do all the things that agent could have been doing in the first place. So it's like you don't have to be reliant on other people. I don't have any type of steady manager or agent.
Interesting.
I've gotten all my gigs just from straight up sending them emails, annoying
and then
emails.
Who's publishing the record?
Oh, that... I mean, I'm...
That's you?
Yeah, I own all of it.
See, this is so different. This isn't how it used to be.
No, and people like kind of scoff at the idea of like, dude, I hope you're eating enough. And I'm like, I'm fine. I'm a musician, but I make enough.
Well, because when it's all done and mixed and put together, you have those files. You could just burn them like on your computer,
right?
I mean, you just burn 10 CDs before you go to a thing.
And it's like really friend-based. Like I go to like two guys in particular that master my tracks at Ivy Lab Studios, and that's on Clybourne or Dearborn, one of those streets.
It's just fascinating to me.
But it's
this
cool,
is
yeah.
So
you
different.
Can do so much more. You have like all the tools of an agent in your pocket.
But by the way, somebody from the 414 area code trying to show you up, they spelled out Potawatomi.
Oh, and it is one T.
Correctly.
Yeah, I think.
So they're making fun of your spelling ability.
Well, you know.
I think it was mine.
It was on the spot. And
or
was...
mine, or all of ours, or Bob Ferguson's, our engineers.
I mean, it's Milwaukee. I try to forget that place right
now. Bob was actually like putting fingers up trying to figure out how to spell
it.
I go there
because I like to watch the Cubs play there.
Well, that's a nice park. That's...
And the casino's great. They've been very nice to us. Never a dull moment, but nice.
Rough crowd.
A little bit of a rough crowd.
It's like the Blues Brothers. We get that. We understand. Play us another song, if you
that
would, sir. What's this one called?
I'm going to play you guys a song called...
An original.
An original song.
Por favor, senor.
I'm going to do something I haven't done for you guys before then, and I'm going to do...
Because he's played for me before. He's been on Girls Night Out.
I kind of want to do a little, like, a little mashup of songs.
All right, you do it.
All right. You and I. Alright, alright. In high school she was the girl that made me do the hula hoop around the gym to get a peek again. I never thought that she would come and work for the president, George Washington. With my money, yeah, she thought he'd call. She had a good day, bad day, sunny day, rainy day, all you wanna know it. With my money, yeah, those eggs don't get fed. Go out there and make my bread, all you wanna know it. With my mush, she end up in a little car, bruised up, scar heart, all you wanna know, eh. Well, she thought he called. Well, I'ma tell you, that boo told me, cash rules everything around me, singing dollar, dollar bill, alright. Dollar, dollar bill, alright. And I'ma tell you, that boo told me, cash rules everything around me, singing dollar, dollar bill, alright. Dollar, dollar bill, oh yeah. Money, money, money. It drives the world crazy. Let me hear you easy. Come on now. Well, she used to be the sweetest girl. Used to be the sweetest girl ever, ever. Now she likes sour amaretto. Was addressed to the Z like the letter. And if you make it rain, she would be under the weather. Used to run track in high school. Now she drinks on that track right by school. Date the law cause you don't want to see a child. The respect or pay for the time used. And she runs to the pastor, yeah. Tells her there will be a new chapter, but then she feel no different after. So then she asks him, where my money at? I'ma tell you, that boo told me, cash rules everything around me, singing dollar, dollar bill, alright. Dollar, dollar, every, yeah, if you're having girl problems. I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 vibes, but my lady wants All right, now here's the last song for all the ladies. I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a girl I can't get no love from. Hanging on the passenger side of a best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a girl I can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of a best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
There it is. He is Robbie Gold. You can get more information by going to Facebook, which is Robbie Gold Music, R-O-B-B-I-E, Gold Music, Robbie Gold Music. Twitter is Robbie Gold Music as well.
Make sure you spell gold right, Hannah.
G-O-L-D.
Please,
no
you.
Yes. No you.
He's a great kicker, though. They should keep him.
Most of the time. Most of the time.
Are you guys boys? You guys ever met?
We've talked on Facebook because people were asking him like to send his music to them. In college. He went to Penn State and I was in Indiana.
That's
And then he went to
funny.
The Patriots randomly. And then he came to Chicago.
He was actually working construction before the Bears picked
him up. They called him up,
Like 2004 or 2005.
Good things, but not lately. But that's just because people are mad at the whole team.
It happens. It happens.
He's a good guy.
This Robbie Gold, though, does not miss. He will entertain you, and you can find him playing. All of his upcoming events are going to be on that Facebook page, Robbie Gold Music. But to go through them again, January 7th, that is the first one after the holidays, Horseshoe in Hammond, Indiana, right across the border.
Yeah.
Super duper easy. Have a full band with you or just you?
Me and my bass player.
Matt. Okay. So that's going to be very similar to what you have heard tonight. As I mentioned, I periscoped the first original song.
There'll be more swear words.
Yeah, that's good. Out of us, too.
Yeah, good.
And then where can people download your music?
You can actually get a free track right now on RobbieGoldMusic.com. That's my song, How It Goes, which I didn't play today. That was convenient.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's a tease.
And then,
it's free.
Yeah,
it's okay. Nothing ventured. Yeah.
And then you can listen to it a lot of it on SoundCloud for free. And then you can buy it on iTunes or Spotify. If you have Spotify, you can just listen to it on there.
That's the way to go. Robbie, thank you so much for joining us on Music Monday. We like to honor how Patty does things, and that's what she does.